Good morning. It's 11:35 a.m. on November the 16th. I took yesterday off to work on a 10K day. Yeah, I got 10,000 words yesterday. Well, that's not really a record for me. It's been a while since I've been able to actually put enough hours together in a day to pull off 10,000 words. It was 10,260 to be precise. 17 minutes on the first mile. Not a great first mile, but not bad, not bad. I'll take it. 17 on the first, 17 and a half on the back. Close enough. Anyway, so yeah, yesterday was a 10,000 word day. The total since November 1st, 63,000 and change. I need to, I have some decisions to make at this point. I don't know what the ending is, what the ending of the adventure story is. I know what the ending of the book is. I don't know what the ending of the adventure story is. So we'll have to see. I don't know. I have to sit down with the keyboard under me. There are a couple of plot holes. I lost track of their packs. That was a problem. I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do with that. And there's like three or four branches here at the very end where I've woven bits of the tail together. And I don't actually know how they're going to all fall together at the end. Although I have a lot of ideas. So I'll have to see which one spools out. I'll have to see which one happens. I'm not sure. So anyway, beyond that, I'm not thinking of anything. My mind is like, okay, what are we going to do next? What are we going to do next? I feel like that a dog is chasing squirrels. Like, squirrel! Squirrel! Everything is a squirrel today. Later tonight, younger daughter wants to go over to Loveland and see Fiddler on the Roof. Now, it's probably going to fall to me to do it because I suspect my wife is going to be too sick. So we'll have to see how that all goes together. I'm not sure. Show's at 7:30. I'll have to leave here around 6:15 to get over there in time. I'll have to look up where it is. So that's going to take out the evening. And I did over 5,000 words in the evening last night. So that's going to take out a big chunk of my writing time for today. I'm going to try to get stuck back into it. But the problem is I have to go to the grocery store again this morning. I went last night figuring, oh, okay, we'll get this taken care of. And then realized I walked off and forgot a whole bunch of stuff. So, oh well. So what I'll probably do is go back and then go to the grocery store before I take my shoes off and get that taken care of this morning. Maybe I can pick up something unhealthy for breakfast. That would be fun. And then settle in with a fresh pot of coffee and some pastry and have at it until it's time to get ready to go this afternoon. Now the other thing, brand, I started posting the morning photo in Google Plus with no more information on it than I post in Twitter, and brand, and for that matter, John Ward, both were taking me to task yesterday. I think John was taking me to task just because we were having a word race to see. He was trying to beat me. I was trying to beat 10K before midnight Eastern time. And I didn't make it before Eastern time, but I made it by 10:25 my time. So it was in yesterday's count, which for the base word count counted. But for the challenge, I only got 9,600 in 12 hours. So I fell a little bit short of my 10K in 12 hours. If I called for pizza and written instead of making spaghetti for dinner, I probably could have done it, because it really was really 15, 20 minutes and that was it that I needed. I could have broken 10,000 in 12 hours, and that's with taking time out to go to the grocery store, pick up the kid from school, make dinner, make nice with the wife for a few minutes, and then dig back in. So, yeah, well, 10K in 12 hours, that's something that I definitely know I can do. It's just a question of whether or not, you know, it's 1,000 words an hour. And towards the end there, I was cranking out 1,100, 1,200 words in 40 minutes, because the story was just zooming. And I was able to zoom along with it. So that worked out pretty well. But they were taking me to task because I only post a picture. I think I should post a link and share it publicly on Google Plus to make it easy to find. And I have to say, the thought of it, while the argument is, well, see, you might find people who are interested enough to click the link and find out, and then you'll have people who don't know you either as a writer or as a podcaster discovering your work, and then perhaps maybe you'll find new readers and world peace and all the rest. And my problem with that is that if I do that, then that daily post just becomes another little chunk of spam floating in the time stream. It becomes another link to buy my stuff, or in this case, take my stuff for free, but still. And that's not the point of posting it. That's not the point of putting it on Google Plus. The point of putting it on Google Plus is to make people curious. There's enough clues, the hashtag TOMMW, if you click it on Google Plus, it takes you to the TOMMW community with all 12 people, and an explanation of what it is, along with a link to the podcast. So if they follow the trail, if they take that first click, if they're engaged enough and curious enough, then they can find me relatively easily. John Ward pointed out that he followed the link from NathanLowell.com, which has got a big badge at the bottom of the page, which takes you to the blog. And he didn't realize that he could subscribe to the blog and get the podcast. And I'm not quite sure what part of that is missing. The general public's lack of understanding of what a blog is and what a podcast is, perhaps. And that's an interesting issue by itself. Monkpole. And he wanted me to write a long explanation, preferably before midnight, about... no, not really, but yeah, sort of. Explaining why that is and how it works and all the rest. Because he thought if he just subscribed to the RSS feed, he'd just fill his stream for that podcast with new photos and the contents of the daily notes. And in a certain sense, yeah, that's probably some truth there. But the reality is that it's because he's using a regular RSS feed and not a podcatcher. And it requires a podcatcher to download podcasts. That's sort of the way it works. And I don't... Are people listening? Well, I guess they are, because people are listening to podcasts at their computers, which is, to me, the ultimate waste of time. It's even less effective than using bookmarks and trolling through your bookmarks every day to find out who's posted new content, instead of an RSS reader to tell you who's posted new comment pretty much anytime you look. So it's an interesting dilemma where the old fart is having a hard time understanding why people aren't actually adopting this technology that helps them accomplish tasks easily. Somebody, I was having a conversation a while ago, and somebody said, well, RSS is being taken out of the browsers. You have to look for the links now. It's like, well, yeah, but that was just because people weren't using RSS because they were too dumb to get a feed reader and didn't know that what the RSS was for or how to do it. And that was... dumb is probably the wrong word. Not informed. Ignorant in the sense of not having the knowledge. So, yeah, it's still there. You can actually turn it back on in Firefox and in Chrome, I believe. So that it'll show you what the link is. In the address bar at the top with the little lozenge that says, oh, there's a feed here. And since WordPress feeds are all the same, unless somebody has been really stupid and messed with them. And for that matter, Blogger feeds are all the same as well. So once you know the pattern, you can actually just take the website address and get the feed straight from that just by typing /feed in most cases. So, yeah, you know, on one side of my brain, there's this, well, are you missing an opportunity? And the other side of my brain is saying, you know what? It comes down to, why do I put out this podcast? And first, my primary goal has nothing to do with you, dear listeners. Although, indirectly, I suppose it does. Because the podcast is a way for me to stay accountable. I've told you all that I'm going to take a walk every day, almost, and that I will record the second mile, and it'll be almost anything like these kinds of ramblings. And that's really all it is. It's really all I've promised. In a certain sense, it's the secret handshake for those of you who care enough about what I do so much that knowing what I'm going through on a daily basis is of interest. Or those of you who are fellow authors on the trail to fame and fortune and want to know how I do it as a full-time writer. Answer, not very well, thank you very much. Yeah, okay, fine, cool. This is not a podcast that I put out for the general public. This isn't a podcast that I put out for, oh yes, you should come listen to me talk because I have much to offer. No, not really. I just have, you know, a basic morning walk. And sometimes I think, and sometimes I talk. Sometimes I do them together, which is probably the best days, but other days I just sort of ramble, both physically and verbally. So, yeah, I understand why, I understand what, but it's also a question of scale. I'm not really looking to attract another 5 or 10 fans. I have hundreds of you folks out there who are gaining me that number of fans every week. Hundreds of people who are telling their friends about my books, telling my friends about my podcast, telling my friends about what I do, how I do it. And over on iTunes, I have 80 new people a day downloading the first episode of Quarter Share. So every day, I get way more than I would have expected to get out of Google Plus. And the chance, the idea that I put out spam and will alienate people, not to say the least of which is that it's really antithetical to my whole philosophy of social media promotion. Yes, I put the picture with a hashtag. If you follow the hashtag, you can find the podcast. I tweet the picture with a hashtag. If you follow the hashtag, you can find the podcast. If you Google the hashtag, you can find the podcast. It's not like it's hidden. It's not like it's some sort of secret, really, deep secret. But it's also not something that people are going to stumble on. It's not something that people are going to have show up unannounced. The pictures each morning are the first word for the podcast. They're the word that lets you all know that there's a podcast coming. Without the picture, there's no podcast. I didn't walk. I didn't start the walk, so I didn't start the talk. And occasionally there's been a picture and no podcast. I don't think there's ever been a day where there was no picture, but there was a podcast. And that's because the photograph is the first word of the conversation that we have every morning, or almost every morning. And so having that first word be a link on Google Plus seems like the kind of thing that I'm really against. I'm really not into robo-tweets. I'm really not into scheduling tweets at different time zones so people will find out about me. Because, really, that's not going to happen. The nature of Twitter, the nature of Google+, it's not going to happen. It's not how it works. Ooh, 1816 on the back half. I was speaking of rambling. I was just sort of dragging my butt. Holy cow. Anyway, that's my thinking on it. If you have other ideas, I'm open to suggesting you feel free to leave a comment on this post, and of course, any post really, and I'll see it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something important. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.